Hi there, and welcome to the Christian Science Daily Lift. This week, we're celebrating the many, many healings that have occurred simply from reading Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. Today, we have an encore lift from Cheryl Ranson. She's from Laguna Hills, California.
I was facing what seemed like a very daunting health problem, and it made me pretty much bedridden during that period. It wasn't something that I was able to address in prayer very quickly, and prayer had been my go-to treatment for every single physical condition I had been challenged with in the past, and the suggestion that I might pass on was present with me pretty much all the time. But I found that I wasn't able to keep my thought clear about the reality that God is present and available with us all the time, that He created us, as the Bible says, in His image, and that image is spiritual good. So this sickness obviously wasn't good, but it felt like a reality to me. One of the things that came to me to do was to read the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, which the founder of Christian Science wrote. I had read it before from cover to cover, but this time I could not bring myself to read the chapter on animal magnetism unmasked. Animal magnetism was a fairly old-fashioned term for the belief that there's a force that influences us, and usually not for good. And so I felt like reading this chapter would put me head-to-head with this overwhelming belief of evil. And I just didn't feel up to it. I couldn't gather the courage. So I asked my husband if he would please read it to me. And mentally, I gathered as much courage as I could to prepare to hear it. And he agreed, and he read it to me. And it was over in practically the blink of an eye. And I remember asking him if he skipped something. It's by far the shortest chapter in the entire book. And I realized that Mary Baker Eddy put it in there for a purpose, to show us that, yes, evil does seem to have a presence and a reality and substance, but it really was nothing. She took care of defining it and explaining some points of how to understand that it is only a belief and to stand up to it. And then she was done with it. After that, I became so much less afraid of this illness. And the idea that I would pass on started to recede. For the first time, I was able to face it, and it was not a huge stand. It was like the book of James in the Bible says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. It was a stand that was so normal and natural. And that was a huge step towards my final healing, which took place a short time later. God, good, is the only presence, the only power.
Thanks for joining us. You can hear even more healings in this week's Sentinel Watch with Jen McLaughlin and Ethel Baker. You can find the link right on the Daily Lift page. We'll see you there. This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts. Copyright 2025.